The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. The UN's top diplomat in Libya condemned the shelling on Twitter, saying that it was a horrible night of random shelling of residential areas for the sake of 3 million civilians living in Greater Tripoli. These attacks should stop now. To that end, the UN Security Council has been considering a draft resolution this week calling for an immediate de-escalation and ceasefire. Diplomats said that Russia had objected to the naming of Haftar's Libyan National Army in the text as originating the new violence, but after a revised draft was circulated Wednesday afternoon, it did not appear to satisfy Moscow, which raised objections, as did other council members. North Korea claims to have test-fired a new tactical guided weapon. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
According to state media, North Korea has test-fired what's described as a new type tactical guided weapon. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the firing of the unspecified weapon. North Korea's weapons testing had largely halted since a series of tests in 2017. But in late February, a nuclear disarmament summit in Hanoi between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump collapsed without a new agreement. The Associated Press could not immediately and independently verify North Korea's claim of the weapons test. I'm Mike Rossia.
The former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, has died after shooting himself in the head. This happened as police tried to arrest him on corruption allegations tied to Latin America's largest graft investigation. Garcia was 69 years old. This is VOA News. The United States announcing new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua.
Secretary of State Mike